I found myself thinking about something recently and wanted to share it with you. It brought to mind a woman I once knew, and there was something about the way she tended her garden that has stayed with me all these years. I thought you might enjoy the story. So I'd like you to take some time just for yourself, finding a comfortable position, allowing yourself to settle. And remember, throughout this experience, you remain in control. Nothing needs to happen. Nothing needs to be forced. There is nothing to figure out. Your mind and body know how to proceed in their own way and at their own pace. And as you become comfortable simply noticing your breathing, not changing it, just noticing, and perhaps imagining yourself walking along a familiar path, a well-worn path, easy, comfortable, a path that has been walked many times before. And there is no hurry. As you walk, perhaps noticing the feel of the earth beneath your feet, the sounds around you, the air on your skin, and eventually noticing a gate ahead of you. Noticing its shape, its color, and perhaps there is something familiar about it. And there is no need to hurry, because gates have a way of opening at just the right time. And perhaps your hand reaches toward the latch, or perhaps the gate is already open. And when it is time, simply allow yourself to enter. And before going any further, perhaps pausing to look around, noticing colors, shapes, textures, the movement of leaves, the fragrance of flowers, bird song, butterflies, the cool breeze, the warmth of the sunlight, allowing yourself to appreciate whatever catches your attention. And being here reminds me of a woman I once knew. There was something about the way she tended her garden that has stayed with me all these years. Her garden had walls, strong walls, beautiful walls, and there was something comforting about them. Those walls had protected delicate things, and they served the garden well for many years. She understood that walls have purposes, and she appreciated what those walls had done. And over the years, she became very skilled at tending her garden, watching carefully, paying attention, knowing when to wait, knowing when to water, knowing when to simply leave things alone. And there was something peaceful about the way she moved through her garden, never rushing, never forcing. because she understood that gardens have their own timing and roots have their own wisdom. And she knew that much of what matters happens beneath the surface, long before anyone sees blossoms, long before anyone notices change. And over time, she noticed something interesting. Some plants had grown taller. Some roots had become deeper. And from a new vantage point, she could see things that she hadn't seen before. Birds, butterflies, fragrances, colors. And occasionally she noticed that plants seemed to take up space without offering nourishment. And because she could see them clearly now, she knew which plants needed more sunlight, needed more tending, and which no longer needed to occupy space. And there was no battle about it. No hurry, no criticism, just understanding. And every now and then she would remove a stone. Not many, just one. And later another. And she discovered that some plants had quietly been waiting for more room. Not because the walls had been wrong, simply because the roots had grown stronger. She noticed something else. The flowers seemed to know what to do. The birds knew when to come. The butterflies appeared in their own season. And she found herself trusting the wisdom of the garden. Because gardens have been growing for a very long time. And they know things. Things that don't require effort. Things that don't require figuring out. And she loved the fragrances, the warmth of the sunlight, the breeze moving through the leaves, the songs of the birds. And she often smiled at things that others overlooked. And there were times when she found herself opening another gate or walking further than she once had. Not because she had to. Not because anyone told her to. But because some part of the garden had become ready. And she never quite knew how she knew. She simply listened. And trusted. And sometimes I think about that woman. And there was something about the way she tended to her garden that has remained with me. And I find myself wondering about her from time to time. I wonder what surprises have appeared since then. I wonder what has expanded. I wonder what beauty she notices now. And I wonder what fragrances greet her. I wonder what songs she hears. I wonder what roots have grown stronger beneath the surface. And I wonder how she's doing these days. And while you rest quietly now, perhaps your conscious mind can simply remain curious. And perhaps some deeper part of you can continuing noticing whatever is useful. Without effort. Without pressure. Without needing to understand. Knowing there is nothing to force. nothing to prove, nothing to figure out, simply allowing your body to do what bodies have done for thousands and thousands of years, allowing roots to do what roots have always done, and perhaps resting here for a little while, receiving whatever is useful. And when it is time to return, you can bring your awareness back to your breathing, back to the support beneath you, back to the room around you, bringing gentle movement into your fingers and toes, perhaps stretching, taking a comfortable breath, and opening your eyes when you're ready, feeling calm, grounded, and carrying with you whatever is useful in your own way, in your own time.